Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
You would have come over at the scheduled time.
I think it would have been interesting, at least.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was like,
1-800 contacts. They don't have my brand.
My brand.
I have special eyes.
I was, adult, married, has kids. Joe was like, oh, I'm going to be up at 6 o'clock. I'm going to get this done, this done. I'm going to go over to Games Plus. I'm going to get my stuff. I'm going to go over to Steve's.
Didn't Games Plus burn down? Wasn't there a huge fire?
No, there was something else going on over there.
Hmm.
It was in something in Mount Prospect, but it was in Games Plus. I was just there like 2 hours ago.
Okay. Maybe it was across. Oh, you know what? It was across the street.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because I know there was a big fire, but I thought it was actually involving them. But that's good.
No, I got
that's good that they didn't burn down.
I got my auction paperwork, and you'll be proud of me. I have officially put all of the rest of the 40K stuff I own up for auction.
Well done. Do you have any Eldar or Dark Eldar?
No.
Oh, man. Those are going to be in the highest demand.
Highest of demands. No, not everything, because I still have my squats, because they don't even really count as 40K anymore.
Squats.
They're
just squats.
Yeah. I'm just sitting on those gold eggs till my daughter goes to college, and then I can use those to pay for that. Unless the great 40K bubble bursts, which it will. Anyway, welcome to Game Classy. A little later in the afternoon, so you're going to get a little different of a feel for this.
I mean, I still just woke up.
Steve still just woke up. He texted me this morning. He was like, can't record. I'm not feeling too good. I'm like, dude, you're hungover. You've been posting on the Facebook page at like 5 o'clock in the morning. We're well aware of the fact that you're hungover.
Yeah, that's a thing. Although it would have been interesting to have you come over and record this while intoxicated.
Oh, me and Kevin, if you listened to the last like 6 episodes of Planet Arbitrary when we did it, we were trashed.
Yeah, I know. You guys just drink while you're out there.
We drank.
Which is kind of awesome.
So much.
I wonder how the Game Classy listeners would respond to such debauchery.
It'd probably sound the same thing, except it'd probably be making fun of the English a lot more for their food. And you would just
fucking chili sauce over yogurt sauce. Ridiculous.
You'd be like, hey, can you suck? It's a baby game, Joe. It's a baby game.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me, as always, is the Goldfinger to my Blofeld, Steve.
No, Mr. Kenna. I expect you to die.
Was that Goldfinger or was that Blofeld?
Nope, that was Goldfinger.
Okay. Auric Goldfinger. So
when he's shooting the laser at James Bond's dick.
Ba-da,
it's like, man, that is quite a mean death trap, because it's like, yeah, this laser, it's going to cut through you, starting at your dick.
This laser will burn quite a bit. I mean, it'll take about 10 minutes.
No, that was it was a magic laser. It was like cutting the fucking...
It was a sci-fi laser.
Yeah, it was cutting the thing he was laying on in half.
My uncle, when I was very young, he actually worked for a laser cutting system. And this is back in like the late 80s, early 90s, back when laser technology was like brand new. And he took me in to see what it did. And I'm like, that's not really that impressive. These lasers, they're not what they showed on TV.
Yeah, but what if they made noises like pew, pew, pew?
No, it didn't.
Well, I was like, what if? Would you have been
impressed? Oh, yeah, I was totally more impressed.
Okay,
like,
yeah. It was more like, would you have been impressed if it made laser noises?
It was actually more like, that's what the sound was. So, yeah, anyway. So let's talk a little 40K, as long as we were on the subject of the 40Ks. For once, in the history of the Game Classy podcast, something happened. News broke before we recorded. So we're able to talk about something. Games Workshop figuring out that...
Las Vegas Open?
No. Games Workshop, because they've been in such financial problems lately, said, let's look at all the things that we could do to help our game and make it so people will play it again.
And
so,
make Night Titans.
Ruining the joke. So we could lower the prices of our figures? No. We could put more figures in the box? No.
Yet.
We could fix the rules so that it's more even and balanced play, and that, you know, more people have a chance of, you know, winning and having fun with the list. No.
Yet.
We're going to put out a figure that's essentially a giant robot for $300. And Steve, how's that going to affect our bottom line, how are we going to make more money off that? You can field three in an army. Sweet baby Jesus, we could do this.
Oh, man.
$900. I don't know how much they're actually going to. They're probably going to cost like $200. Like probably at least $175. At least. I mean, I'm with Steve on this where I just think this is the dumbest, most ridiculous. If this was released probably 5-6 years ago, I might think it's a little cooler.
Or if they had just put it with the initial Apocalypse launch.
Yeah, would they put it with the initial Apocalypse launch or something like that? I'd be like, ooh, this is neat. But at this point, it's just like, why are you giving Malibu Stacy a new hat? Why are you doing that?
I'm pretty sure it'll be awesome because they'll have some sort of a discount priced 3-pack. And by discount priced, I mean full price.
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck? I mean, they're really pretty looking figures. I'm not going to argue that. But I'm also the type of guy that really hates giganto figures like that. Because it's like, at that point, I'm just repurposing an action figure. So what's the fucking point? I could go buy a Gundam figure for half the price.
Way less. Way less.
Way less. Yeah, like probably like, I don't know.
Like a 200, the most expensive kit you can get is a perfect grade, which is $250. Yeah. And those are, they have like joints on, like every finger joint is like a different part.
Yeah, and actually the nice thing about doing a Gundam figure is I can actually go on a forum and people will still be positive about my paint job even though it looks like shit because most people who put together Gundam figures are terrible, terrible painters.
There's a lot of guys who are really good though.
Oh yeah, Airbrush. There are. I mean, there's, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. There's like a weird balance with that.
It's
like,
a really good place. It's actually better, a better community to learn airbrushing from.
Oh yeah.
And practicing your airbrushing on Gunpla is a way better than.
What's a Gunpla?
Gundam plastic kit. Gunpla.
Wouldn't that be Gunplack?
No, it's Gunpla. That's just what it's called.
Gunpla.
Gunpla. Yeah.
I took a Gunpla in the toilet the other day.
That's a Dumpla.
Oh, okay. No, there was gum in it because I had eaten some gum. And so,
what are you, five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I always swallow gum.
I just wanted to make sure.
So it was a Gunpla.
You can practice airbrushing on it. It's because it's easier.
Yeah.
And you can learn faster. And then you can go back and apply it to the heavily textured miniatures that you are interested in.
I there's two ways that you can learn airbrushing in the modeling field. One is you can go and learn from the guys who sit in their mom's basements and talk about fan dubs. And the other one is to go with the guys who wear suspenders and talk about rivets on tanks.
Who also sit in their mom's basements.
No, most of them have just inherited their mother's house because their mothers have died at that point.
Ah, I see.
I go with that group. You could go with the other ones who with the fan dubs and talk about how, you know, the American version of Attack on Titan is so much inferior to the Japanese version.
I don't think they've dubbed Attack on Titan.
I don't fucking know. See, this is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Steve. But yeah, they're putting out Night Titans, which is an idea they've always kind of had, but they've never done anything with, and it's kind of like, meh.
Poopy butts?
Poopy butts? Dick butts?
Yeah.
Dick fingers?
Yeah, definitely dick fingers.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at this, and I people are literally throwing money at their computer screens. There's videos of it online. You can see people throwing money at their computer screens.
I gotta have three of them. I thought you were referring to the Las Vegas Open and the
no, that's the other thing.
The butthurt champion of,
you know,
the
what?
Universe.
I know you said that. I know some people posted. I didn't see anything about people being butthurt about it.
You got to go on the bowls.
The Lost Souls.
Yeah, they did like 3 or 4 articles about this fucking army. Like,
why? What's so? I know it's an Elder Dark Elder combined list, but what makes it so butthurt?
It's like it's everything that's wrong with the current edition of the rules, like wrapped up in one go.
Yeah,
and not only is it busted as shit, they actually applied penalty rules so that your 2+ rerollable save is a 2+4+. So they made that worse, which is not official. Like, you should be rolling 2+2+, change it to 2+4+, and they removed the escalation rules where like let you bring like fortifications or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So they banned that and they made 2+4+ instead of 2+2+. So like, but even with that, this army still cruised through an 8-0'd a 200-person tournament. Like,
yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
I have not seen, like, that doesn't happen in fucking Warhammer. Like,
in the history of Warhammer, has never been such an army.
It's just in Warhammer, like, you don't XO at a tournament. That just, you usually, like, get 1 or 2 losses and you win for your fucking soft scores.
I'm doing the football music so you could do, like, the thing.
Well, it has everything, and it encompasses everything that's currently wrong with the edition. But if you go into any one of the four articles that Bowles posted about it, you can go into the comments, right, and it's like, it's insane. I was reading through one, and I was just like, I can't finish this because there's like 7,000 comments.
Whatever.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, I guess it's good because apparently they're coming out with 7th edition in May. It's something ridiculous. Like it's like May or June they're coming out with 7th edition.
My favorite thing about the whole Las Vegas Open Army thing, like whatever, all the comments. My favorite thing actually popped up on our Facebook page.
What's that?
It was from
Shitty Magoo.
No, it was Anthony, I think. He's got the dude from Office Space as his profile picture on Facebook. And like his comment was something along the lines of like, "What butthurt? I don't see anything wrong with this list. It's an innovative take on an army, and it really shows how you could forge a unique narrative with your..." I was like, that guy, A plus.
You know, let people do whatever the fuck they want to do with their list. That's the way I think of it. Live and let live. You know, I'm a liberal guy when it comes to board gaming, so let you do what you ever want to do. I'm a liberal guy until I get in my car. Then I become racist, homophobic, ageist, misogynistic.
Become misogynistic?
No, it's like I transform like the old wolf man. You know, not like American Werewolf in London, like with all like the Rick Baker, but like the where they show like a picture.
Lon Chaney wolf.
Yeah,
man.
And like dun.
So you just take your beard now and you flip it up onto your forehead.
Yeah.
And you have both. You double your beard and you just rotate it onto your forehead.
It's only when I'm driving here because there's two roads that are just one lane on my way from my house to your house where I always get stuck behind a guy going the speed limit. And that nothing gets me more angry than that. The speed limit. And he had a Wilco bumper sticker on this time too.
The fuck is Wilco?
A more socially acceptable fish.
The fuck is fish?
You don't know fish? Fish is a modern day Grateful Dead.
Okay, that's the first one you said that I recognize. Okay. I know the Grateful Dead.
Okay,
they have the Skelebones and the Bears. Yeah.
Take the Grateful Dead. Give it to people who are now currently under 40 who follow fish. And then you have Wilco for people who follow fish but don't want to be associated with the people who follow fish.
So are they all just smelly, like hippie dudes?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. And Wilco's not bad. It's just, it's a whole thing, man. You got to be, it's a lifestyle choice.
It's a scene, man.
It's a scene, exactly. All right. So what else do we get? Nothing else on the workshop front, at least.
No.
Because we can talk about dwarves. All right, we're done with that.
That was an in-depth discussion. You went longer than I expected on it.
It's like, at this point, who the fuck even cares? I'm waiting for Warlord Games to put out their version of Fantasy.
Are you sure you're not just super stoked about Beyond the Gates of Antares?
Beyond
the Gates of Antares!
You know what, though? I realized that when you said that, I was listening to the last podcast. The way you did it was the exact progression as same as Star Trek 2. Yes. So nice. I don't know if we could do that because it might be
whatever, dude.
Copyrighted.
They're all good.
Beyond
the Gates of Antares. Oh man, that's good.
Yes. Actually, the new figures for Antares look good. The new guys. What are they called?
The render you're talking about.
Oh, like, yeah, the render. The guys that look like the guys from Mass Effect.
Yeah, they kind of look like Turians.
Turians.
They're pretty fucking cool looking.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens when they actually come out, because maybe they'll turn into like the poop men.
Poop men?
Yeah, they'll just look like the poop men.
I was
like, how did this happen?
I was at the game store and I was talking with some guys about that, and I was like, and he's like, what do you think about, because I was buying some Bolt action figures, and he's like, what do you think of Antares? And I'm like, you know, I'm really looking forward to it because it gives me a really like mid to early 90s feel, like Warhammer 40K. That's what it kind of feels like when I'm looking at these figures. I'm like, oh man, these should be like, I should get a catalog in the mail that has like numbers where I can order the bits from it.
Second edition 40K, like that style is just awesome.
Yeah.
Like I had the first codex I got for 40K was Eldar. And let me tell you, that thing was like rainbowed vomit every page. And it was awesome. It's still awesome.
It still is. I mean, that's what I'm...
There you go. I will play Warhammer if it's 6th edition. I will play 40K if it's 2nd. If it's not either of those things, blow me.
I don't know about 2nd edition 40K.
Yeah, 2nd edition 40K was pretty bad.
Yeah, I'll go 3rd edition if
but
anything.
3rd was also pretty bad.
3rd was like in the land of poop, that was the pinnacle of the poop.
The pinnacle of the poop.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Antares feels like to me. It's like, okay, I'm getting this. I'm getting like a 90s like vibe to it.
Right.
The poop men just look like...
The poop men.
All right. So
can we make sure that we just refer to them as poop men?
Yes. Poop
okay.
men.
Poopman. Very good.
Was he Jewish?
Poopman.
Bill Poopman.
It's little Ronnie Poopman.
Poopman, my office now.
Go get your ball back from Poopman, honey.
We're going over to the Poopmans for dinner.
Oh, but Ma, they smell funny.
Now you're just taking the joke too far. No, it's literally those guys look like someone took like muscle men. Like, here's our army. These guys are called the muscle men. It's just dudes in Speedos with muscles. And like, oh, that's great. But
that'd be a sweet army.
No Speedos. That would be a sweet army. But then you'd be like, all right, but they're not sci-fi enough. Let's put poop all over them. Sweet! Poopman!
I would like the army of just naked muscle dudes and Speedos, and I'd give them cybernetic eyes. So they'd just be like, they'd all be flexing and in like various muscle poses.
Cyber dongs.
With cyber dongs and cyber eyes. They've got laser beams shooting out of their eyes.
Cyber dongs.
Yes, that's...
They have like the Necron, like, glow rod.
The glow rod, pieces. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's my ideal science fiction army. And like they'll be the one dude doing like the ass clench and like looking over his shoulder, like behind it at you, flexing his back. Yes. That's what I want. And I need like at least like 47 different dynamic sculpts.
Multi-part plastic kit, dude.
Yes, multi-part plastic kit.
Yeah.
And they're going to make those catechins look like little bitches.
I just like would love the idea of putting them out on the table and some guy going, those guys naked?
No, they're wearing Speedos.
They have cyber dongs. Those aren't the real dongs, so they're not naked because they're robot dongs.
Look at this guy. He's got a laser eye. It's like his groin is just thrusting into the air and his laser eye's blasting.
Well, it'd be good, Steve, if you actually painted them instead of just dipping them.
Nah. No, no way. That's too much flesh, baby.
That's too much flesh.
That's going to be a spray and dunk.
Spray and
dunk. A sprunk, if you will. I will hold them in my hand, spray them with paint, and then as soon as the figure is fully covered in the paint, I will throw it into the dip, fish it out, throw it somewhere to dry.
Steve, these figures are really shiny. Did you art coat them? Yes, art coat.
It's just art coat. Nothing else.
Don't even look at them. Don't look at them.
I'd have to hit them with gloss varnish. Yeah. They'd throw them all greasy.
Greasy. But getting back to Antares, actually, the game itself, they've been talking.
We should post to Rick Priestley about getting those.
I'm going to leak this to Rick Priestley.
Get those muscle men.
I think this episode will be called Cyberdong. but the...
Muscle Man Speedo, laser eyes.
I'm just hoping that it's different enough from Bolt Action that it's not... Because I don't feel like playing two games that are exactly the same, just one is reskinned version of the other. I would like it if it's some of the same mechanics, but just a different feel to it, at least. I mean, for me, the difference between 40K and Fantasy are enough that I could play both games, but they still follow the same like shooting mechanics, the same movement mechanics.
Give or take, yeah.
But they're two different games. That's what I kind of want for this. I'd like Bolt for Antares to be different enough from Bolt Action that I could feel like I'm playing two separate games.
Yeah, I wonder, did they say if it's going to be like big army scale or is it going to be smaller like Dead Zone?
I'm assuming from at least I know Warlord's track record, it's probably going to be... Let's say platoon size, so you're probably going to need, like, I don't know, around 50 figs.
But will it be the size of Dad's army?
Oh, fuck that. You know what? The funny thing is even after last episode, people are still defending that shit. They're like, no, it's really huge and you... No, I don't give a shit, dude.
I don't know. I don't watch any of that. No. I don't watch any of those shows.
No, I don't. It's not even that I don't watch it. It's just like, come on. yeah. I don't know. It'd be the same thing
I still say MASH is Vietnam.
You're so obliquely wrong.
I never watched the show, so I don't fucking know. You could tell me. You could tell me like, no, it was actually like a World War spinoff, and I'd be like, oh, they didn't look real war-y, but all right, whatever. I'll believe you. I don't watch that shit. Yeah, that show in Taxi. Like I used to whenever I was watching the late night TV, I'd catch like a Simpsons rerun or something. And I'm like, yay! And then I would watch something else that came up after, like Seinfeld, and then. The fucking da-na-na-na, what that opening thing, and it'll just be like fuck,
just the helicopter like, going over,
and I'm just smashing my thumb on the remote as hard as I can.
Terrible war.
That terrible war. And Taxi. That's the other one that I changed the channel
like
immediately.
I like Taxi.
I never. Yeah.
You know, you didn't like some Danny DeVito in your life.
No, not a fan.
No, not a fan at all. Meh.
Mm-mm. Also, I really hate that that one guy that everyone says is funny, who's not. Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman?
Yeah, that guy. I think that guy sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So brave.
Why is it brave?
I'm just saying. It just, like, just saying, I'm going to go against what everyone says.
Oh, no. So brave. I just don't think he's funny. Like, I don't get it.
So brave, Steve.
I don't get why people are like, oh, so brave. Good.
Bravery levels are so. The so levels, brave. Putting it out there for you.
I'm gonna smear your forehead with my ball sack. I'm just gonna slide it down slowly while going Antares.
I'm actually friends with Rick Priestley on Facebook.
Yeah, so well, can, you know, get in there. I want those speedo muscle, man.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's gonna be around 50 figures. I know for a fact that they're having the dice mechanic, which I like, which is the alternating turn. So sometimes like I can move a unit, you can move a unit, or I'll move two units, and then you'll move a unit, and so on and so forth, which is interesting. I think it's a little broke in certain aspects, but other than that, I don't think it's a terrible mechanic. Mm. The only reason why it's broke is that sometimes armies get so unbalanced that, like, a guy, for example, a 500-point game of bolt action, a guy could literally bring four dice, and I could bring 12. And then... Yeah, it makes sense in the way that he builds his unit and the way I build my units, mm-hmm. but it doesn't make the game as fun in that aspect. I think that just a little bit...
Is there a lot of customization in bolt action?
Not a ton, but...
Okay, because like one of the things that people always bring up in their butthurtness about like Games Workshop sucking ass is like they're like, but in those other games, you can't use custom anything. It's like, yeah, you're right. But the thing that leads to like the degenerate game states and the broken game faster than anything else is custom builds.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's no like, my guy can have a chainsword and a plasma pistol. Right, that's what I mean. And like, he has this and this and this.
Characters are one tier of broken, and then units are another tier of broken. Because like in fantasy, for the longest time, like MSU was just the thing. Like you use like five-man units. Like that's the best. Like all five-man units. It's like, it looks nothing like fantasy. You know, visually, it's kind of like, this is kind of weird looking. It doesn't really have the army look, but it's great. It's so much better than your, like, standard block list. Yeah. And you're just like, fuck.
God damn it. No, I mean, there's the customization is basically like, these guys can have this gun or this gun. Take your pick. These guys are, you know, inexperienced, regular, veteran.
Okay, so it's minimal.
It's minimal, yeah. Right. I mean, there's just enough so that my Russian army can have a couple different units in it without it all being... Russians.
Right. You have some flex.
You have some flex. Yeah. So I'm hoping Antares is good because I would like to do something similar to that. I think it would be good, and I hope that it would lead to a better mass combat fantasy system than what is currently already
sci-fi
out there.
System.
No, I'm hoping that it will lead to fantasy system.
I see. I'm following.
Speaking of,
well, they do Heil Kaiser, don't they?
Yeah, which is their historical game.
Yeah, I heard it's good. So you just slap,
it's good. Yeah, but I mean, I would
slap
like
a fantasy skin on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Bob's your uncle.
Put magic in there, so that instead of shooting arrows, they go magic missile.
Disintegrate.
Expelliarmus. By the way, I went to my Harry Potter murder mystery dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally figured it out within the first 5 minutes of walking
in
there.
Fuck, told you. Those things are stupid.
No, it was fun, though.
Did you spoil it?
No. I'm not that kind of
guy.
Come
on.
I know. That's you, though. I leave the spoilage
to you. Gotta win.
You don't have to win.
You gotta win. You could have won.
There was no winners. The winners didn't get anything.
What kind of competition did you go to? That's stupid.
My only thing, this was my thing, is like I had a lot of fun doing it. And because I actually did it in character. I was Snape, so I did it in Snape the entire time.
Hello, Mr. Potter.
Yeah. I kept on saying that Dumbledore and Harry were having sex. Throughout everyone who asked me, I was just like, they were having intercourse. Would you like me to spell that out for you? INTERCOURSE. Intercourse.
What?
I don't know. It was just, I was drunk too.
Hello, Alan Rickman. This is me, Alan Rickman. Reminding you to get cheese.
But yeah, my only thing is what I wanted to do, and they didn't really have it set up this way, but what I would have liked to have done is do the classic...
Get a D&D wizard in there?
Magic missile!
Because that would
fireball,
be awesome.
Fireball! We're not LARPing, Joe. God damn it. No, I wanted to do the Sherlock Holmes / Poirot, you know, Columbo thing where I have everybody in the room, and I say... this is how it happened. You know, explain it and say it. But it was you, you know.
Yeah. That's when you furiously started masturbating.
Exactly. I wanted that moment that, like, I've never had that. And I think I would have enjoyed that quite a bit. Yeah.
All right.
I just got one more question for you, ma'am. Now, early in the day, you said that Ron Weasley. I don't know why I'm doing Columbo for Snape, but that would have been great.
Oh.
Or I could have been like,
tell us what you did with the body, you punk.
Just the way we found the body doesn't quite add up with what your story is saying.
We found him face down, ass up in the air.
I mean, his asshole was literally the size of a quarter. I mean, that's dilated. I mean, have you ever seen a dilated asshole? I've never in my life seen a dilated asshole like that. I mean, it blows my mind anyway, besides that.
And then Stabler's going to get it really mad and punch his locker. Be like, Stabler.
What is that from?
Stabler. He's the Irish cop from fucking Law and Order, Law and Order SVU.
Oh, I see. I don't watch SVU.
Oh, he's always mad.
He's always mad.
He's the guy who gets mad and punches his locker. He's fucking scumbag.
I was a fan of Law and Order from back when it was... God damn, with Sam...
Homicide, Life on the Street?
No, just regular Law and Order, like with...
That's still around.
Yeah, but it's with, you know, like the classic one. Right. Lenny Briscoe.
Yeah,
and,
just yeah. Law and Order. Like, yeah. That is still the same show that's, like, going on. Like,
no, Law and Order got canceled.
No, it's still Law and Order. Still on.
No, the regular Law and Order got canceled.
No, it's still on. You know, it's
gotta
it did.
No, it's canceled. Anthony Edwards was, like, on the last season.
Really?
And then it was like, SVU is still on.
There's like Infinite on fucking Netflix. So it's kind of like, that's good stuff.
Or else I could have made it like.
Law and Order is good. Like, see, how is there a fucking leverage RPG, but there's no Law and Order RPG?
Lenny Briscoe for the role. Snake Eyes.
The judge overthrows. overturns the ruling. Overthrows.
Overthrows. Fuck.
That would be our legal system would be way sweeter if it had all like gladiatorial esque.
Oh, I was gonna say if it had RPG elements.
Actually, that's true as well. Because being like, we have a huge amount of evidence that this man did in fact commit the murder. Like,
yeah.
Okay. As the judge, I will give you a large modifier to your role to see if we can get him into prosecution. Because this is definitely
objection,
some serious
Your stuff. Honor. Roll on a 15.
The judge is just like, wait. All right, sustained.
And the verdict is... It's like...
Now I'm just imagining this wonderful world.
That's a natural 20. You're free to go.
You can go, sir.
Yep. Unmodified 20, man. You're free.
Yes! He stabs his lawyer as he's walking out. He's like... He's all riding high off of his crit.
Off his crit. Riding high off that crit. Free justice system. All right, let's talk, mercy. Mercy. Let's talk about what you posted on the Facebook page the other day about how the number two minigame now in America.
Yes.
Is
X-Wing.
Pew pew pew.
Feels bad, man. That is the thing that matters the most.
Which is really funny because A, the game is relatively new. B, the game doesn't have a shit ton of stuff for it.
Can't keep it in stock.
You can't keep it's like they're only doing four waves of figures for it so far.
Yeah.
And each wave only has like two or three. You know,
I mean, there's the A-Wing, the B-Wing, there's the TIE Interceptor, the TIE Advance, the TIE Bomber, the Hawklight Freighter, the Lambda Shuttle.
The Y-Wing.
And then Slave One and Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, and now you're going to have two more. You're going to have the two special TIEs and the
Imperial Aces.
And the whatever the other one is.
They got the one TIE that...
No, not the Imperial Aces. They have two special TIEs.
There's the Imperial Aces set. That's next.
Yeah, the Imperial Aces set, and they're going to do a
the
Rebel.
TIE that looks like this, like
yeah,
the weird...
The three, yeah, that's really great for the podcast.
I don't know what the fuck how you could describe that.
It's like a, looks like a Lambda.
Yeah, I guess kind of. It looks like the Imperial Shuttle, but
Lambda.
Yeah, it looks sharp. I don't know. Oh, no, you know what it looks like? It looks like that thing from Phantasm that goes into the dude's skull, and it's like, ah!
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because I think more people are unfamiliar with Phantasm than they are the three-winged TIE fighter.
How could you not see Phantasm?
I'm not saying I'm not unfamiliar with Phantasm.
Oh, okay.
Dude's got a four-barreled shotgun. It's awesome.
Phantasm.
Everyone should watch Phantasm at least once in their life.
It's good stuff.
It's like watching Reanimator. You got to watch it.
Who's going to believe a talking head? Go get a job in a sideshow.
I loved him on Star Trek. Jeffrey Combs. But the, yeah, they're doing the Imperial Aces and they're doing the Rebel Aces set that's going to have
and then A-Wings. The Tangent 4 and the, yeah, the Rebel Transport.
The $100 box sets.
I'll tell you this.
They're selling.
Did not slow down everyone's demand for them. Like, yeah. They're super fucking expensive. And people are still like, I'll just take as many as possible.
Yeah. The
and all this. Oh, a lot of people question like the details because they want like cash dollars amount. It's from distributor polling.
Oh, okay.
So like, I don't believe the cash amounts are disclosed.
It's just based
or like
on,
revealed.
It's basically like based off demand and keeping it in the store.
It's based on the sell. It's based on the sales. Like,
yeah. Based on sales. Okay.
Right. It is based on sales, but I don't think they give them the full dollar amounts because, you know, you don't want to release your, like, figures to other competition.
Let's look at what makes it a top-selling game. I mean, A, the figures are really nice sculpts. They're nicely pre-painted. Like, you don't have to paint them.
Yep.
Like, and even if you wanted to repaint them, there's no real reason to repaint them because they're really nicely painted.
I mean, they're good enough. Like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I guess you could try and do fucking blending on a TIE fighter. That seems awful. That seems as bad as watching Star Wars.
Yeah. You don't need a massive table to play. I mean, it's based on a small amount of area to play. You get all of everything in the main box set, and the main box set is only – you could pick it up at Target for $30. I mean, it's been
– Don't shop at Target. Support your local game store.
I'm just saying you could get it for
you next suggested to that they go to the enemy, the big box store.
The enemy?
That's closing mom and pops down.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought that was Games Workshop, and they're all closed.
Yes!
Yeah, so it's the number two game. It kind of all adds up. And then
the other thing, too, is like War Machine and Hordes are considered two different games on there. Like, that's to point that out, that is a thing.
Yeah, and War Machine and Hordes are now going the Malifaux route with Calcifrax or whatever, Sassafras, whatever the new expansion book is called.
The fuck are you talking about?
What's the new expansion book for War Machine?
Vengeance?
No, Calif...
The next expansion for War Machine is Vengeance.
Vengeance?
Yeah.
Is that what it... What's this Calfarax or whatever it's called? God damn it. You know, maybe it's a new...
Exigence for Hordes?
Is it...
I believe there's one called Exigence for Hordes, but that's their Vengeance equivalent.
God damn it.
Yes, I don't know what you're talking about.
you're confusing me now. It's... Because I was... You guys have been talking about it on the Facebook page for nonstop.
I don't know.
Here we go.
All right. It's been located. Very good.
Okay. Hold on. I just got to wait for it to load because I don't have my goddamn iPad. I'm using this. Steve. It's Cephalax. Cephalax.
Oh, the Cephalax.
Yeah.
Those already existed in War Machine. They were a small option in the Krix army because okay. every one of the mainline factions had that choice in a while. They're the allied mercenaries.
Yeah.
So the Signar had the Precursor Knights. The Kador had the Kayazi Assassins.
Yeah.
The Protectorate had their... I don't remember what they were called. Nobody uses them because they're really bad, but they were Native Americans.
Yeah. And, hey, how are you? Yeah. Hey, how
and then
are
the Krix had the Cephalix.
Yeah.
Cephalix have the Drudges, and they have their very Hellraiser.
So is it like they're getting their own expansions?
All right,
then?
So... Someone pointed this out a while ago, which is kind of funny. The Cephalix and Drudges, like, nobody ever takes them in Krix.
Okay. They're
like wow, these guys are pretty shitty.
Yeah.
However, if they were in any other faction, people would take them because like the Signar guy's like, I'd love to take that unit. Your fucking Krix is so spoiled for choice. They're like, it's not good enough. Get it out of my sight. So what they're doing is they're releasing it as a mercenary contract.
Ah.
So that means you can take this, you can play just the Cephalix if you want.
Okay.
Or you can combo it with Mercs.
Oh.
So you can all, you that's what it is. It's a really smart way to do some new stuff without having to create a whole new book.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I still think they look like something straight out of Malifaux.
I mean.
All they're missing is a top hat.
The Cephalix came out before Malifaux.
I don't know. Not in my world. In my world, I believe they came out.
In your fantasy world?
In my fantasy world, they came out.
Now you're so brave.
What's that?
Now you're so brave.
So brave. Making fun of Malifaux on this podcast? Bravery levels? So. Yeah, I think they look dumb. But that's besides
the point. I really like the big guys. Like the big ass, like, juggernaut thing. The monstrous creatures. No. Yeah, the Monsterpocalypse. The fuck are they called? They're like, whatever, Humungotrons. I like the Humungotrons with the panching.
Bazungas?
Yeah, the bazungas. Those guys look really cool.
Well, okay then. But yeah, so, I mean, that was like the big thing at the, with the...
That was one of the big things at Lock and Load.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of the other stuff. And the the butcher with the two-headed dogs is getting released on his own, which...
He came out last week.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'd actually kind of like him. But aside from the fact, I haven't played War Machine in
months. He's expensive, though. He's $65.
65 bones?
Yeah.
I got to find a guy who has get me a discount on that guy.
He's metal, and I think the War Dogs, it comes with are metal, so.
Yeah.
Those are pricey.
Stupid metal. I don't know. I
love metal. I'm one of the few fucking people who just like actually prefer metal models.
Oh, yeah, me too. I look for lead just so I can rub it all over my body. Like, you see that shiny sparkle that comes off with my sweat?
My favorite miniatures are metal. Just whatever, as few parts as possible.
Yeah.
And the follow-up, my favorite plastics, are the 5th edition style ones, where it's an entire unit of a single pose with a dude with his right leg forward and his hand on his hip, holding his halberd at a jaunty angle.
I prefer when they're at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, that's nice.
That's why I like
the old, like the old Chaos Warriors.
Any of them. And I don't care. I just put them all at a 45-degree angle. Why? Because they're going into battle sideways.
Yeah, I love those regiments, because they're just like, it's the same dude. Yes.
And for me, I'm just like...
Yeah, I've always been a fan of those guys, man. The Chaos Dwarf one was especially good, because they all had the giant beard and just like...
My favorite,
the Rick Priestley pose.
As a guy who has a Chaos Dwarf army, let me tell you this. It's like, those guys should not be on a 25-millimeter base. They're huge! they're on a 20-mil base. 20 they're a 20-mil base. Like, they should be at a 25. But no. X-Wing is number two now, which is bullshit in comparison to the game I really like, which has a better aesthetic, which is Attack Wing, which WizKids is destroying with every ounce of their body. It's not bad. The whole Dominion.
Well, you're probably excited about the Dungeons and Dragons one coming out.
That was my transition. You see how that works? Transition. Wow.
Are you upset that I stole your transition from you?
A little bit.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that's what
that was. You're the one keeping us out of the top 200 podcasts. Right behind the Michigan Poker Hour.
So anyway, I had a conversation with the Michigan Poker Hour.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they said, fuck off.
They were all like, what was in the flop, eh?
Oh, hey, you know, I really looked at the river and I was like, man, this hand's going to be hard to win. But I said, oh, whatever.
Do you ever play poker?
Yeah, I play poker.
I fucking hate poker.
I mean... Poker is not a game played for entertainment. It's a game played to make money.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I played poker, I came out with, like, $100. So, like, oh, sweet.
I mean, like, playing with my friends...
Most of the times I lose.
Literally playing poker, it takes longer than a game of 40K. I'm, like, I'm sitting here, and I'm just,
wow,
like...
Wow, you must play with really slow players.
They are so fucking methodical. It's like, dude, the pot is $45. I make $45 in an hour. Let's go. Come on. Literally, me sitting here has cost three times as much as it's taken for this fucking pot. It's annoying as shit. No, I don't play poker anymore. I'm done with it. Done.
Okay.
I play my craps. I understand dice. Dice understand me.
You understand that your odds are way worse playing craps than poker?
Kind of.
Okay. Very good.
actually, of all I think craps is the only game in Vegas that actually has a player advantage. It's a slight
blackjack.
Blackjack, maybe.
Blackjack's got the most stacked advantage towards the player.
I will have to do my research on it.
Poker is you're playing against the table.
Yeah, you're playing against the table.
But the house,
granted,
always wins. Thrill house.
Thrill. My feet are wet, but my pants are bone dry. Everything's coming up, Milhouse. Great Milhouse quote from earlier. My wife was making lunch, and we were watching this thing on the Oscars on TV, and Mickey Rooney was on there. I'm like, Mickey Rooney, top box office draw from 1939 to 1940, spanning two decades.
Jiminy Jillikers.
I said Jiminy Jillikers so many times, it lost all meaning. the Dominion Warfare.
Were you acid? Fucking just do Simpsons quotes.
Yeah. Welcome to that was Planet Arbitrary.
Okay.
Kevin doing Simpsons quotes for 24 hours.
All right.
So anyway, the Dominion War event's over, so all of like the fancy like limited edition ships are now out on eBay for you to buy for $85 a pop. It doesn't unbalance the game. Trust me, it doesn't unbalance it completely unbalances the game. It's not a bad game. The figures are terrible sculpts, all out of scale with terrible paint jobs, but the rule system still works. But now WizKids has a partnership, because remember how earlier in the day earlier in the podcast we said Games Workshop sat there and thought, how could we make people play Games Workshop? Dungeons and Dragons said, how could we get Wizard of the Coast said, how could we get people to play Dungeons and Dragons? Should we, you know, make the rules better? Should we do you know, like more events, you know, things like that? We'll get all of our figures sculpted by WizKids.
I think it's a smart fucking move.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Here's why it's a smart fucking move.
Why?
Wizards used to produce the D&D miniatures game.
Yes.
That game sold like fucking gangbusters.
Chainmail?
No. The pre-paint box.
Oh yeah, those sold really well.
Those sold fucking insanely well. There's a ton of sets.
I know there's a ton of sets.
A ton of sets. And a bunch of those figures are worth a shit ton.
Are they really?
Yeah, like Tiamat. If Tiamat's like $200, if you have Tiamat, $200.
Yeah, but then she could get smoked by a bunch of like first.
Uni's
level...
not even around.
Uni's not around.
No. But so
you have to be shitting.
It was a great seller. Like people fucking wanted it. People would rip. They'd rip it. People played the fucking game too. So you had people playing the game.
People don't play these fucking games, Steve.
No, it was like
they pretend to.
People played the miniatures game. They didn't really play them with D&D. They put the miniatures on the table and all got drunk.
Oh, okay.
But there were people playing the miniatures game and battling.
I don't think people play any of these games we talk about. I think they just talk about playing them.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, 98% of playing games is talking about games that you play.
My
1% is playing the game, and the other 1% is getting a sandwich.
I love that, going to the bunker, and a little kid would be like, what army do you play? I'd be like, I don't fucking play this game. Have you read these rules? They make no sense.
I remember I blew some little kid's mind at the bunker when
Did
I
you
was
just
playing.
Blow a little kid?
No.
Disgust me, you pederast.
No.
Anyway,
that's disgusting. You get your mind out of the gutter. You should not be around. You should not be allowed within 10 feet of children. So I was playing the Nurgleman, and
shockingly,
and a kid comes up. And he's like, oh, wow, what other armies do you play? And I'm just like, I don't play 40K. And he's like, his mind shattered because he stares at my Chaos Space Marines. And I was like, I don't play 40K. And he's like,
but
yeah, I was like, I couldn't believe it worked. It was hilarious.
So anyway,
miniatures.
Yeah.
Sold really well. Then they released due to fan demand. And this is why in most cases, you should never listen to your fan demand.
Yeah,
That's
why you have Night Titans.
They released three sets total in the new model, which was a visible figure, and then a few random ones.
Yeah.
But the way the sets were collated, if you bought a single case, which was 8, you would get one each of the 8 visible figures, and you'd get pretty much the whole set in a single case.
Yeah.
And the sets were smaller, so they basically turned a product that was a pretty good seller requiring multiple repeat purchases for someone who wants to collect all the figures into a, I'm going to buy one case as the consumer and never buy another figure.
So they kind of just, their business model just kind of priced it so that they were like, this will be great. And then they didn't realize the long-term effects of everyone will just buy one case.
Yeah. They're just like, I'm just gonna buy one. I don't need any more. I don't need any more. So that kind of tanked it. And they canceled D&D minis shortly after the release of the third set. Except with the exception of a few big figures here and there, like they did an Orcus, which worth a shit ton of money. The big demon dude who was all over the fourth edition Monster Manual and stuff.
Okay.
Like the first big bad of D&D fourth. And then there's a couple. They did a couple other big.
So they're just re-upping their contract for D&D next.
No, that's the thing. Wizards made those figures.
Oh, Wizards made those figures.
Yes,
yeah,
this is all produced by Wizards. So like the board games, Wrath of a Shardalon.
Yeah, those were.
Those are all just. Those are the old D&D minis.
Yeah.
Just not painted.
They're just
in blue or red plastic or white plastic or whatever. Which is kind of cool because like for someone who is interested in miniatures, you can look at the figures on the back of the box and go like, oh, this will be great because I'm running a Ravenloft campaign.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'll take this.
Blah!
Bleh! And Strahd is definitely doing the
blah!
So rather than produce, I assume Wizards sold off the product or... Actually, Wizards was probably using Hasbro was probably using the plastic production assets.
Yeah.
So rather than putting the production back into Wizards' hand, they just let NECA WizKids license it. So they're now just making a bunch of money without doing anything. They're
You can really smell the oppression of the small Vietnamese kid who was painting your figures when you open up a box set.
Delightful. Smells like pain.
Oh, yeah. You see a little thing, like you pull out this little like piece of paper. It's all like little characters.
Please help me.
You can. I don't know what this reads. Throw it away. Strad.
Yes, I got a sweet chase figure. Look at this orc. it's like an orc giving you a thumbs up. Sweet, like sweet, awesome.
Sweet, sweet chase.
Speaking figure. Of fucking sweet chase figures.
Fernando.
He was always here.
I know you got such a kick out of that.
I followed that guy on Twitter.
That's a pretty funny comic.
I followed that guy on Twitter. Bookmarked his Tumblr, Noob the Loser.
Noob the Loser.
I bookmarked his page. I followed him on Twitter. The man is a fucking genius. He's fucking hilarious.
I just like the fact that the orc is naked throughout the entire campaign.
The best is he does another thing, which is the story behind an animated GIF.
Oh, okay.
So
I've seen, they do those on Reddit all the
right,
time.
Right, but yeah. These guys are fucking the jam. Like, are one is the like, jam? There's two fish, and one of the fish has got like the blush and like the anime eyes, and it's like, Senpai's going to notice me. And the other fish is like, just go, you should just talk to him. And she's like, but no, I couldn't, he wouldn't, what if he rejects me? And he's just like, just do it. And she's like, okay. And then it's the animated GIF of that fish jumping out of the water and slapping the shit out of the guy in the face. And it's just going, Senpai! That's fucking awesome.
Oh, anime.
So fucking great.
I'm glad you like that.
I did. Everyone should do themselves a favor and follow Noob the Loser.
All right. So we got about 15 minutes left to talk about just a couple other things.
Is that just enough time for us to jack each other off?
A little bit. We're going to do speaking of jacking each other off, let's see if I can if I'll find it.
What about the dragons? You didn't bring those on.
Oh, what dragon? What? Drake?
The dragons. No. Not
what
Drake?
What are you talking about?
The Dungeons and Dragons miniatures, in addition to being a new miniatures line from WizKids, they're doing an attack wing for D&D. The Tyranny
really?
Of Dragons. Yes. It's all going to be Dragon Riders.
Oh,
so,
like Dragonlance? Are they using Dragonlance?
They're using Tyranny of Dragons, which is the first like plot arc for 5th edition D&D Next. However,
they should use however,
because Dragonlance is, I believe, still available to Wizards, they could do a Dragonlance set.
I was going to say, because whatever the chick's name who writes the chick who writes Dragonlance, by the way, is just what I said.
Yeah, that,
what is it?
I got that.
Margaret. I don't remember what her fucking name is.
It's not Margaret Weiss.
No, it's not. That's originally I was thinking.
That's the Leverage RPG.
Yeah, it's the Leverage RPG. Hickman? I don't know.
I don't remember her name. I never read Dragonlance.
It's been a long time, and it was never really like on the top of my list. But I know they're trying to get that license back for the original writers of Dragonlance.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they still have the rights to, like, at least to produce the characters so for minis. But yeah. So it's Attack Wing with dragons. That sounds fucking sweet. I was like, that actually sounds pretty fucking awesome. Like, I think I might actually play, because I've dodged kind of all those games. Like, I like Star Trek, and you know, I like I like skirmish, like flying.
If WizKids isn't doing it, I will be fine with it. But if WizKids is doing it,
WizKids is doing it,
then fuck that.
They're doing it up the butt.
I will play Star Wars before I play another WizKids game.
Wow, that was some bold words.
I know.
But the power of myth.
Yeah, but no, that's something. And speaking of dragons, Drake 2 Kickstarter. Just want to mention that. It looks really nice, but I heard some people still haven't gotten their stuff from Drake 1.
They haven't shipped the first stuff yet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of dubious that they're running into. I mean, I'm sure their stuff's fucking shipping. Like, they show their the models and
stuff.
Yeah,
they constantly show them the updated stuff.
Right.
It looks
just
nice.
Like, they should probably have waited until they got all of their first wave stuff out.
Yeah. You would have want something like, I don't know,
Relic Knights. Which, hey, I'm still willing to bet that Torn Armor is going to ship before Relic Knights.
The thing with Relic Knights is I subscribe to Soda Pop on Facebook, and they're constantly showing, like, they're doing, like, this is what's in the box set for this one. This was in box. I'm like, are people still not getting this? They're like, hey guys, look what you're going to get in the future. Like, you have it right in front of you.
I'm playing with these Wrath of Kings figures. They were kickstarted a year after Relic Knights, and I have them.
But anyway, before we get, I don't want to, you know, because I have to leave in like 15 minutes anyway, because I have to go to my mother-in-law's house to eat spaghetti sauce. pretty much. Yeah. It's the fun part about being married is the in-laws.
Well, that's why Italian food sucks, because it's just fucking sauce.
Sauce and noodles. That's all fucking Italian food is. You want a variation on Italian food? There is no variation in Italian food. It's just a different type of noodle.
No, it's totally different. See, look, it's manicotti.
Yeah.
The worst thing is when people who are not Italian, their heritage is Italian.
Yeah, like me.
But not actually Italian, because they're from America. Never been to Italy. And they do the fucking hard special pronunciation of every fucking word that's Italian.
Spaghetti.
So yeah, so they're like Guy Fieri is like the fucking worst for it. So it's like so I was gonna, you know, get my spaghetti, and then I was really excited because I wanted to try this brand new marinara sauce, and it's like ricotta cheese.
I knew a guy that always said prosciutto instead of prosciutto. But the funny thing was that
fucking
he was
not garbage.
He was like hardcore Jewish, and I'm just like, what are you doing? Why are you saying it like that? Stop saying it like that.
Hey, Avi, try to have some of this prosciutto.
I don't know what you were trying to do.
I have
there.
No idea.
That was the worst thing. No, but yeah, it was. It's always like my wife is.
I always do a better. I used to do a better Jewish lady than I do a Jewish man.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield, you put it right in my butt,
my poopa. So. Yeah, it's
giving you a raise.
Like my wife is very Italian. I mean, she's, you know, not like her. You can see that she's pretty Italian, and she always wants to make Italian food, and I'm always just like, it's the same fucking thing. It's just a different type of noodle and sauce. You literally
and it's a lot of sauce.
She literally goes and makes sauce, and she makes like 18. Gallons of fucking sauce, and we use it throughout the entire fucking year. I'm like, I should not eat I get heartburn. I should not eat this much tomato. I'm gonna make some pasta. Oh, great. You guys have spaghetti? What are we gonna have? This? Oh, look, it's ravioli. Someone put the sausage inside the noodles this time. That's fucking good. It's like noodles, sausage, you know, sauce. This is great.
And cheese.
And maybe a little bit of cheese sprinkled on the top. That's wonderful.
And ravioli is just the opposite. The cheese and the meat is inside.
Oh, we're going to make something different today. We're going to make lasagna. Oh, so the noodles are going to be giant and flat. That's going to make it so much more appetizing. Fuck.
I do prefer lasagna if I'm going to eat anything Italian. But in general, probably because there's just not as much sauce on lasagna.
I'm sorry.
Lasagna.
I don't know. I'm too Eastern European. Just give me a hunk of meat, a potato, and maybe some veggies. I'm good. That's all I need. It's like preferably bloody. That's the way I like my meat. Bloody.
Oh,
tough.
I know you like it bloody.
All right. So before we end up on this, because I just wasted 5 minutes complaining about Italian food,
I wouldn't say it was a waste.
Mr. Plumpton got his figure sent to him in the mail. So if he's listening, he's gonna get that. And
was that the
that's the winner of the last contest.
Previous contest? Very good.
So I put the Game Classy thing on Tabletop Gaming News, and we got a shit ton of responses.
The last I saw, we had 33 comments.
33, that's where it ended up at.
All right, very good.
And a lot of people, you know, a couple people put some multiple comments, so I'm not – but about 25 people, different people commented. And there's some good ones on there. You know, I'll definitely have to, like – figure out if maybe you want to give some stuff to other people, but one of the ones that I really, really liked was let me see. I gotta find it on here.
Do 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 do.
Uh,
I like the one that says his favorite and least favorite, the singing.
Yes.
It's like both. It's like this. Yes, that's it.
I'm just looking for the one that makes fun of you.
I like the one where it says where it's like there's a bunch of insightful information and a lot of witty banter, and then sometimes Joe talks. That was my favorite.
All right, so I'm definitely going to send something to Mad Jack Deacon, especially if he's in America, because I'm shipping to England. Fuck you guys. Why does it cost so goddamn much to send something to England? Don't we have like a fucking steamships that goes from channel to channel? I don't have to worry about this shit. But Mad Jack Deacon did go.
Steamship.
He said, great joke about This American Life, which I appreciated because, you know, something is a joke I did. I actually did laugh out loud at Joe's impression of Ira Glass. Kudos to Steven, called you Steven, for including Max Fleischer in the animation genius. Twilight Imperium is the worst for king-making, king-breaking. Eclipse is a pretty good example of a game that fights against the make-or-break system. And MASH was set in the Korean War. Steve is just afraid of admitting he's wrong about something.
I still just think it was Vietnam.
So that he's going to get something just for calling you out about the fact that it's the Korean War. Yeah, I mean,
there was the other one that I was going to pick out. I know for sure there was one, and it was the one that made fun of you. It was awesome. It was good stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, if you let me know for sure, and I'll tell you what, guys. On the next Tabletop Gaming News, if you listen to this on the next Tabletop Gaming News post that I do for this podcast, this one up here, I'll put down the names of the users,
the wieners,
and then you could just either email me at joe@planetarbitrary.com, and then just send me your information, and that way we can get that sent out. That way, we'll do two or three winners.
Yeah.
Based upon there, I'll put up like what I like as the wieners on that one. I don't want to spend time going through them because there's a lot of them on there. They all made me laugh.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good ones.
Yeah.
Although the one is just Richard Fingers.
Dick Fingers.
I see. Because Richard Dick.
Uh-huh. Richard and
uh-huh.
Dick, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's fucking great. So
it seems that people really like it when we make fun of Games Workshop. When we make fun of the Malfos.
Here it is. It's actually right above the one that I picked. This one's from Canvas. This is okay. My favorite. If you ever sat down and just chilled in a gaming store for long periods of time, then you know more or less what to expect from this podcast. It's pretty much just witty banter about games and the gaming industry. Oh, and occasionally Joe has a few things to say, too. If you ever drew a picture of a dick where the general public can easily see it purely because it amused you, then there is much to be enjoyed in any one of their episodes. Also, Euro games suck.
Also, Euro games suck.
That's my pick.
That's your pick? Yeah. All right, so we'll put those two down. Maybe I'll pick one more if I send out. That's got the goddamn UK listeners with their fucking...
Yeah, we got to make sure that they're not from the UK. Just be like...
Fucking useless use.
Like, send us an address from UK. It's like... Ooh, gonna have to. Ooh,
fucking useless.
Isn't there like a flat rate thing you could do there?
Yeah, it's still expensive.
Is it? No.
As I say, the useless use in their words and their boiled food. All of their food boiled. It boils out all the taste. In Italian food. Fuck Italian food at this point.
Yeah, Italian food's the worst. Like,
it's not the worst. Trust me, there's far worse food. I've had Indian food. It's terrible.
Indian food's pretty good. Depending.
Depending.
Well, no, it's just like it's like everything else. There's some stuff that's good, and there's a lot of shit. And most Indian food is shit.
Well,
it actually looks like shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like literally like, this is not pleasing to the eye or nose.
It's like,
I'm not putting this in my mouth.
I ain't putting that in my mouth.
Yeah.
That ain't going anywhere near my mouth.
He can go in my mouth.
Yeah, but... no, there's some nasty fucking Indian food. There's some good stuff, too. Like fucking... roti bread is amazing.
It's bread. What do you fucking expect? It's fucking bread.
Yeah, it's particularly fucking good. And then they have some, like, a lot of their chutneys is really, really delicious.
Well, it's fucking chutney.
It's fucking sauce. Like, yeah, it's good.
Fucking,
I'm saying, they have good curry.
Curry.
Yeah, curry's good.
What was it? Who was complaining about fucking gyros?
James Brand.
Was he fucking...
He was saying chili sauce. And I said fucking yogurt sauce. I said tzatziki sauce is the nectar of the gods. And he's all like, chili sauce. And I was just like, I blame that it is inadequate saucery.
I blame it on the fact he's from the UK.
Inadequate saucery.
Inadequate. You know, that's the fucking thing. He's like, he's arguing with you. Now, you're a pretty Greek guy, if I do say so myself. It's like, your last name could be Papadopoulos for all everyone knows. And they don't really know that you're a very Greek person. And, you know, I'm not going to argue Greek food with a Greek guy.
Well, the food he was arguing that was superior was not actually Greek.
The kebabs, right? He was talking about doner kebab.
Yeah, it's very, very similar.
It's from like Pakistan or something, right?
It's like, I don't know where the doner is from because it's inferior to Greece. Yes! Sha, sha, sha.
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with a gyro. It's thinly sliced lamb meat on fucking pita. It's fucking delicious.
Cha, cha, cha.
One of my favorite sandwiches known to mankind. Yeah.
It's not really a sandwich.
It kind of is. It's meat and bread.
Yeah, but it's like for a sandwich, doesn't it have to have the base, the middle, and then the top? That's a sandwich.
I mean, I would normally agree with you, but I think it would count as a sandwich. It's like an open-faced sandwich. I guess
it would be open-faced, or it would count like a sandwich if you... ate it like this.
It's like a flatbread sandwich.
You rotate.
Yeah.
You rotate so that there's bread on the top and bottom.
I mean,
and you're biting into the meat.
It's a sandwich.
You can't eat it like a taco then. Because if you're eating it like a taco, it's more like a taco than a sandwich.
Well, I mean, it's a taco is just a Mexican sandwich, dude.
But they also have sandwiches.
Yes, they do. They have delicious semitas. But that's besides
the point.
And pupusas. Yeah. But there's many sandwiches throughout the entire world. Let's just put it that way. It's as much the gyro's as much a sandwich as it is like a hot dog is a sandwich.
Fuck this gaming podcast. We should do a podcast
it's about
food.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
I would do a sandwich podcast. That'd be like, pretty awesome. You know what's an inferior sandwich? The Philly cheesesteak. Completely inferior sandwich.
Like people would lose their minds.
They would lose their shit. You know why it's an inferior sandwich? Because all it is meat on bread. There's like nothing else on there.
Well, I mean, it's an inferior sandwich compared to what?
Like compared to all other sandwiches.
Well, I mean, what about like a beef sandwich at like Portillo's?
Yeah, but they get jardinere. You get the juice.
Okay.
You get the,
but I mean, like it's still like they're really close.
Eh.
It's a beef sandwich. You could even have you can get a beef sandwich with mozz
on it. Anything that gets like cheese whiz as like the main ingredient.
Well, that's the thing. There's the one place that says the cheese whiz is the deal, yeah. And the other place says it's like real cheese. The
official one is from everything I've heard from people who are from Philly who are.
There's two. There's the Ed's place and there's the two fucking.
I know what
Philly.
You're talking
yeah.
about, but most people from Philly will tell you that the cheese whiz is the way to go. And not that I really want to talk to people from Philly because they're degenerate human beings. Take that, Philadelphia.
Oh.
All right. So we're getting to the end of the podcast. Is there anything else I need to bring up?
Beef sandwiches.
God, I'm food and I'm kind of hungry right now because I'm going to be eating shitty spaghetti.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to go eat that sass. I'm probably going to have a hamburger.
I had really good steak last night for Valentine's Day, though, so that was good.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I got destroyed last night.
I know.
I've also lost 10 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Going to the gym.
Going to the gym. Yeah. The guy.
Pushing it to the limit. Taking it to the razor's edge.
Pushing it to the limit.
Yep.
I think I gained 10 pounds last night just from eating that steak.
We haven't had a homoerotic volleyball montage yet, though. But we will.
I think... No, we've had it before.
No, at the gym.
Oh, at the gym.
I haven't had it at the
gym
with my gym buddy. Yeah. But I'm sure we'll get there. We'll get there. And I was all like...
Max,
you could
the
be
extreme.
My wing. I was all like, you could be my wing... you could be my wingman anytime. And he was like... Bullshit. You could be mine.
I every morning I just do my dick push-ups. That's all I need
dick
to do.
Dick push-ups?
Yeah.
Is that when you push your dick inside your body?
No. Well, I mean, I could see that being it as well, but no, it's like my penis kind of acts like a jack and just pushes my body up.
I see.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
It's the most important part. I mean, I can only do like one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
It's like,
that's
think sexy thoughts, think, okay, I'm up, now think unsexy thoughts, okay, I'm done.
B. Arthur shitting into a dog's mouth.
Oh no, my erection is more hard! All right, so go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter.
That would have banged B. Arthur.
Back in the day, maybe.
I would have done her when she was old, because you could just be like, hey, guess what I did? I fucked B. Arthur.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue that.
All right.
She wouldn't be at the top of my list.
I don't know if I said that on the podcast before. I feel like I've mentioned that I would fuck B. Arthur.
Yeah.
But whatever, dude. I just fucking do it.
Yeah,
okay. I think I swear I did. I actually think someone posted like a picture of it too, with like B. Arthur with a raptor in a headlock or something.
I've seen that picture.
I'm getting the most distinct fucking vibe
that's
of deja
from,
vu. It's really weird.
That picture I think is by I can't remember his name. He's an artist.
He does a lot. He did the one where it's
nobody wants to play Sega with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and he did Abraham Lincoln and George
Brandon
Washington
Burke,
cage
that's
fighting.
His name. Yeah.
It was fucking like Lincoln's like tearing his shirt off.
Yeah. Brandon Burke.
All right.
So, you can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page. Always a fun. We've hit 212. So I think that have we officially gotten past the friend mark?
I believe so.
Nice. So we have 200 likes on Facebook.
Yay. That's like the fucking smallest flag possible. Like you remember those little flags you would put in the tiny little castles for board games? That's what we got. Yeah. We got one of those little flags.
It says games on it.
Games. To the games. I've got the guns, John.
I have the guns. Speaking of which, you know, it's actually kind of sad. Last episode we did on, we missed out on one of my new favorite impressions. Of Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's dead, and now I feel dirty doing my Philip Seymour Hoffman impression.
Oh well, I got to fill it too long. I'll do my. I don't care.
I'm
saying I don't care. I'm gonna offend people. I don't care. I'm gonna do my Philip Seymour Hoffman impression. All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Oh, I get it.
I'm so clever.
Yes, you are. It's like you can't do the.
I was the fat guy in Boogie Nights. I was the fat guy in Boogie Nights. I also got glued to a wheelchair and set on fire and pushed down in the movie Red Dragon. Oh,
that's a great fucking. It creates a cone of suck. That's from Twist. That's not even like he's like way more animated than that. But I just like doing the impression of Philip Seymour Hoffman from like Happiness or Mission Impossible 3. Oh, where he's like, oh,
that's not a good idea.
Make your pussy wet.
Yes! So good!
As I love doing that impression, but now he's dead, so I feel kind of bad doing that impression.
You gotta get no shame in your game, my friend.
I know. But I've always really liked him as
Plus, making people mad is really funny.
I know. the thing is that I always really liked him and respected him as an actor. Like, one of my favorite... It's a terrible movie. Have you ever seen Charlie Wilson's War?
Your movie's really... I've never seen that, but your other movie that's really shitty is Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, I don't like that movie.
But Philip Seymour Hoffman has an amazing scene in it where he's holding a phone and he's just screaming, fuck you, into this phone for a solid 5 minutes. He's like, fuck you. I was like, that's hilarious. No, shut up. It's shut up.
Shut up. No, if you... Charlie Wilson's War, which is not a bad movie, it's just not really that great. But there's he does this amazing scene where he plays like a CIA operative. I would totally recommend watching it. He's just like one of those things where I was like, for a long time, Philip Seymour Hoffman was like the type of actor who I was always like, I don't fucking like Philip Seymour Hoffman, whatever. And then like the more things I would watch with him, I'd be like, oh, he's really good in that part. Oh, he's really good in that part. Fuck, I really like Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's...
Are you wet?
Make your pussy wet.
The thing that was weird about that is, because when I first heard it, I was like, oh, whatever. They just fucking made a fake one. Because the Friday he died on like Saturday or Sunday.
He died on like Sunday morning.
Okay, there was a Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead hoax on that very Friday.
That's weird.
And like two other actors too. Like there was a fucking and then like because he died. And
maybe he's
like,
gonna come back.
Well, no, because I heard it. I was just like he's dead. Oh, like Joaquin Phoenix style, where he was acting like he was completely insane for that movie.
I'm pretending to be dead. It's pretty funny.
I actually was just sitting at home jerking off with my Academy Award.
I was jerking off to pictures of Catherine Keener.
Oh, and he made me watch a slideshow of his vacation pictures.
It was really
awkward.
And if you want to get in contact with me to either give me figures,
give me things,
joe@planetarbitrary.com. I like to play What's in the Box, where you send me shit, and we talk about it on air. Gives me something to
And if you're a lady, we can play What's in Your Box.
Or make her pussy wet. Oh God, I can't believe
this is the fucking best podcast we've ever done. This is the crowning achievement in the field of excellence that has been Game Classy.
Come on, Kirby Award first.
We will never be able to overcome or bypass this point. So we need to soak it in and realize that this is our excellence. This is our avatar.
This is our avatar. I see you, Jake Sully. So we like to. It takes up a good solid 10 minutes on the podcast, which means it's 10 minutes I don't have to come up with something creative to talk about. So if you have like a game company that wants to send stuff, one game company I'll give a shout out to. I kind of wanted to talk about them earlier. DGS, they do Free Blades.
Free Blades is pretty cool.
Free Blades, I've always been like, these models are shitty. And actually, they've released a couple new things that I've been like, these models ain't so shitty. It just has a really shitty paint job on the website. So
they're the weird scale too.
Yeah, they're like
they're like 30 mils.
Yeah,
I think.
Whatever.
But I mean, they're fucking fantasy figures.
Who cares? Yeah. But
by the rules, use the figures you got.
If you're a company who wants us to give you a thumbs up, just send us your shit because we'll do it. We're easy to pay off. We'll be like, yeah, fuck yeah, WizKids, yeah. Not that WizKids would ever.
Doesn't matter. We'll just be like, your company's great.
Your company's great
because we've got so much pull in the gaming industry.
And we'll come up with some other stuff too. Maybe do another contest here or there. I still got a shit ton of Redbox Games figures to give away, so we'll hopefully have some more contests soon. Anyway, Steve, so until next week.
Do I make your pussy wet?
Oh.
You have a wife. I'm going to find your wife. And I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her right in front of you. You like that?
Oh, fuck.
Game Classy.